Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sorry. I was just listening to Candace Owens make a very persuasive argument that Maxine Waters has a low IQ. And then Colonel West's head exploded. It was awesome. Anyway, I'll have that coming up. But first, Lee, I want to get into this whole Medicare for All thing, but I want to take this call from TJ in Spartanburg first. Hey, TJ.
Hey, Ms. Sarah. How are you today, ma'am?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about how sexual predators are, you know, basically not getting convicted of anything. I was going to tell you, my uncle, when I was four, started when I was four, ended when I was 10, so for 6 years, he molested me. And as far as we know as of right now, 15 other victims. As far as we know as of now, he got a grand total 12 years in jail. That's it. He took a plea deal and got convicted of the youngest one, which was me. He got out, and he's now able to wear an ankle monitor, and he's allowed to go to certain places that most of them wouldn't be able to go, like churches and things like that, because my grandfather is a Sunday school teacher, air quotes there. So with that being said, I agree 100%, you know, there's no such thing as a tough penalty for sexual crimes here in South Carolina.
Well, I'm terribly sorry that that happened to you, TJ, and
I'm not sorry it happened to me. Here's the thing, Sarah. A lot of people, you know, they stay a victim most of their life. I'm not a victim. It happened. It made me the man who I am today, period. If it hadn't happened, who knows how my life would have turned out. But I use that as a testimony to say, hey, look, something bad can happen, but it's up to you to turn it around.
Absolutely agree with that, but it's very frustrating to watch the people who do these things just get that slap on the wrist once they go into the courtroom and start crying.
Yep, I do agree too.
Well, you know, one of the most interesting things to me, TJ, ever in my reporting career was honestly getting the assignment to go and be allowed to join a sex offender counseling group and sit with them and hear their stories. And I had to sign all kinds of stuff saying I wouldn't disclose identities and all that kind of stuff. We did a big piece on it. We did a couple, actually. And one of the most interesting things to me was what I learned on the first day and was the psychiatrist who was running the counseling group. They'd all been sentenced to be there. They weren't there because they wanted to be. It was part of their court-ordered treatment. And he flat out told me on the first day, and all these guys sat around in the room and nodded. He said, we can't cure them. It's incurable. They can't stop. And all the men, I mean, they're all committed. They're sitting there nodding their head. No, we can't stop. Some were rapists. Some were child sex offenders. And I went, wow, I mean, there's no way you can't get counseling to stop. No, we can't. It's an orientation. And all we can do, the whole purpose of the counseling, this was such an eye-opener to me. The whole purpose of the counseling was not to remove this urge from them, but to help them cope with living on the sex offender list where they were complete pariahs. TJ, and thank you. I think we just dropped a call. I didn't do that, but I hate that. They were complete pariahs, Lee, and they had to cope. The whole counseling sessions were, you know, my neighbor came up to me, threatened me with a baseball bat. I got fired from work when they found out. I was humiliated, blah, 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 blah. And the reason they spent so much time counseling the sex offenders into, you know, just helping them vent and deal with living literally like a leper in modern society was so they wouldn't go underground. Because about 10% of sex offenders go underground, change their identity so they can escape the humiliation of a sex offender list. And when you go underground, guess what? Nobody's watching you anymore. And you begin to offend again because you can't stop. And it was amazing to me watching these guys admit they can't stop. The only thing that kept them straight was everybody around them, literally everyone around them, knowing because they were on the sex offender registry. It became almost a crutch for them to not offend again because they couldn't. Their neighbors knew, their coworkers, if they happened to have a job, knew, their family knew, everybody knew. It was out for everybody to see. So when you have judges as part of a plea deal that let a sex offender off the sex offender registry, that is just so damaging. It is so damaging. They can't control those urges. They can't do it. I mean, the guy who the psychologist who you know, psychiatrist who I talked to said, you know, he'd been doing this for 30 years. He never met one he could cure. So that sex offender list is very much a part of, it's not just a humiliation or a punishment, as we would think of it. It is literally something that enables society to keep a leash on them, to keep them from offending again. And many of them don't, they have the urges, but they don't want to offend again, but they can't help themselves. And that's what helps them help themselves. And they just have to learn how to live with it. And that's what the counseling's about, is about the humiliation of having to be so public about the terrible thing you've done. Anyway, we were talking about that police officer who got that sweetheart plea deal.
Well,
3 years probation. Must be nice.
You really wonder about the criminal justice system in this country.
And in this state.
And you know, we have not been through the testimony. We don't know the conditions there, but it just on the surface just doesn't sound very much punishment for what the crime was.
No.
Particularly when you were violating the sanctity and the duty of a law enforcement officer.
In your patrol car.
Yeah.
Okay. Enough about that. The CBO has put out, did you see this, estimates of the highly affordable Medicare for All plan?
Oh, yeah.
It's very popular. Okay, now just put this whole thing in perspective right now. The current proposed 2019 federal budget, the whole thing is $4.7 trillion.
Yeah.
Trillion. Oh, but wouldn't it be awesome if it was billion?
Oh, yeah.
$4.7 trillion. Right now, this is before the Medicare for All and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so the CBO has put out its estimates of what this sucker will cost, right? Now, the annual cost they forecast somewhere between $32.6 trillion and $38.8 trillion a decade. So that's taking a $4.7 trillion budget and adding almost $4 trillion mm-hmm. more.
Yeah, doubling.
Doubling the federal budget. But the CBO says the first 10 years would be a lot more expensive because the transition cost and all, I mean, it's going to be very high. So the first 10 years, are you ready for this? Medicare for All. Because why don't we just do it, say the Democrats? Well, because of this. The cost for the first decade would be somewhere between $5.46 trillion and $54.6 trillion and $60 trillion. So that's between roughly $5.6 trillion and $6.7 trillion.
Per year.
A year.
For 10 years.
In addition.
To our $4 trillion budget.
Right. So we're talking about, let's go conservative. Let's use a low end one. It won't be the low end. It's always double what they forecast. Yeah. Always with the CBO with the stuff. It was with Obamacare. But let's just go with a low end forecast. So we have a $4 trillion budget, federal budget right now. For the first decade, we would be adding onto the $4.7 trillion budget another $5.7 trillion a year, just for Medicare for All.
Somehow, I feel like Democrats wouldn't be worried about the debt.
Well, see, that's the thing. They should be. Because a CBO said, listen to this, the increase in federal spending would be such a magnitude that even doubling currently projected individual and corporate income taxes would be insufficient to finance it.
Yeah.
So if we doubled the current tax rate for corporations and individuals, it's not enough.
Well,
can you imagine what that would do to the
economy? Also, keep in mind what happens if you were to double the tax rate. You would be cutting economic productivity in this country. So your actual tax revenues would actually not increase, but go down.
Yes, oh, that's right. That is absolutely right. Tax revenues, and we saw this with the recent tax cut, went up after the tax cut, not
decreased
down.
Decreased taxes, tax revenue increases because there's increased economic activity.
Yeah, and you increase taxes, tax revenue goes down.
Down.
So this assumes, and they, see, that's the beginning of the flaw in the CBO. This assumes that academic activity is unchanged and we can just take more of people's incomes and more of corporate incomes. It just doesn't work that way. Jobs get cut. It's just wages fall and all of this. So that we can have a lower standard of healthcare than we do today, by the way. The CBO documents this as well, that the current reimbursement of insurance companies to hospitals would fall from the current 70% level to about 40%. So cut it, that's almost cut in half, right? In other words, the federal government would the Medicare plan the Democrats have says, we'll just do things the way Medicare does right now. Okay, well, that means you're going to cut what gets paid to all these hospitals close to in half, right? You're going to cut it in half. Mm-hmm. Well, the CBO says, well, that's going to lead to a denial of service, less service, mm-hmm. longer waiting times. Right. So let me get it straight. So we're going to kneecap the economy, mm-hmm. more than double the federal budget, more than double personal and corporate income taxes, so we can have a lesser quality of health care than we do today. That's what the Democrats are running on.
Yes.
That's the CBO, folks, not me. That's, wow. And the Democrats say, yeah, but it's going to be great because people who aren't covered right now will get covered. But again, the percentage of the population that's not covered in America varies usually between 10 and 15%. I mean, good God, would it not be cheaper to just pay all their medical bills than do this?
Pretty much.
Not that I'm proposing that. I don't want to do that. But and a lot of them are without health insurance by choice.
But
it's not that they can't afford it or they just choose to go without it.
But we're already paying for their health care bills. For those who don't have insurance.
Yeah, you're right, because you can't turn them down.
Exactly.
Right.
So they have to be treated, and you and I, either through tax money or through our insurance money or through our cash to the doctor or hospital, we're already paying for those bills.
It's just stupid. So what you're saying is right. So they'd be covered on paper. We'll double the tax rates. It's going to be awesome. You'll love it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
EU elections are today. We don't know yet, but it looks like Nigel Farage's Brexit party is poised to take more seats than the other two top leading parties combined in the European Parliament. Why should you care about this? Because, folks, this is part of an international rebellion against one world government. It is. And when you think, well, I don't want to live in Europe. Okay. Here's a question. You ever thought to yourself, well, I mean, some pretty depressing news, especially deep state and stuff in our country. You're watching the Democrats. They want full totalitarian control and will throw out the Electoral College. They want democratic rule. Democratic rule always leads to what's in Venezuela, what happened in Venezuela. So you always think, well, I'll just go somewhere else. No, you won't. Not if there's nowhere else to go. You were living in the freest country on earth for now. There's nowhere else to go. We have to win here. Or we're bulloxed, as Nigel Farage said the other day in an interview. And what is fascinating to watch, and it's really moving to me to watch too, Trump may not have meant to, I doubt he planned it, but he started an international movement for freedom. An international understanding that borders equal freedom. Sovereignty equals freedom. And I want to go back to the GOP primary. I want to go back to the Bush administration. I want to go back to the years before the GOP primary. I want to go back to the Obama administration. I want to go back to what Republicans and Democrats were saying over and over and over and over. Well, we live in a globalist world. Yeah, globalism. Globalism's good. What is it? I don't know. Globalism's really good. So we got to have some globalism. We got to live in a globalist world. Got to be, down for the struggle with the globalism. Got to just, admit to ourselves that we live in the globalist society now. And we just got to, move on with the times. I'll never forget the biggest smackdown I ever had on radio was with Trey Gowdy over this. Well, we got to pass Obama trade. It was globalism. Got to be part of the global economy. What does that mean, though? I mean, why is Obama trade the document locked down in the basement of Congress and no one's allowed to take it out because if anybody saw it, they'd scream in terror? If we got to do it, and it's so great, why can't we see it? And remember, parts of it leaked out. We found out that what the plan was to create an almost identical agreement to the one the EU has. But this would be one for North America, South America, Australia, all those people. And we would have unelected foreign bureaucrats, at least unelected by us, who would sit on a council, and we would cede all of our trade authority that Washington's forces fought and died for. All of the trade authority Congress has, trade authority is one of the key powers Congress has, authority over trade. We would just give it. And there would only be one U.S. representative on the committee, and everyone else could tell us what to do. And if it wasn't good for the U.S. economy, that's too bad. We would have to defer to what somebody from Australia thought or someone from Vietnam. It was going to be great. We had to do it, Trey Gowdy told me. Had to. Or else we would never see economic prosperity again. Well, President Trump took that to the cleaners, didn't he? Folks, we came this close to living under an EU-style agreement, and now you're watching them struggle and fight to get out of an EU-style agreement, and the horror of it. You're watching speech controls be issued by the EU. It was never supposed to do that. That's the European Union. It was never supposed to do that. But see, that's what happens with an EU-style agreement. Because see, that agreement, the worst part of Obama trade said that that commission that was going to rule us after, you know, Congress gave up all of its trade authority to them, would be able to write their own rules and grant themselves new powers. Well, how do you think that would end? 5 minutes before they're taking our guns and we have no more free speech. 5 minutes before they papered over the Supreme Court. Be over. Over. And Bobby Mack and I, we fought so hard against that. We had you call and call and call. And at one point, Mick Mulvaney was whipping votes for it, and then he had to vote against it. I mean, you really made a difference there, I think. So we're watching the folks in the UK fight this today. And the Wall Street Journal's got a great piece about how Nigel Farage is supposed to be dead after Brexit. 3 years after Brexit, the legal vote to leave, and they won't leave. And the two biggest parties are populist parties. What does that mean? They are people running essentially on Trump's agenda. Now, why do I lay out all this background? Because I want you to know what globalism is. I want you to know George W. Bush touted globalism. Marco Rubio touted globalism. Mitt Romney touted globalism. Daddy Bush touted globalism before he died. So did Obama. What is it really? Well, Jean-Claude Juncker lost his mind yesterday on CNN, and he told us all. He told us all. He is the current president of the EU. And what does he think about people like you who love their countries and want sovereign borders? This is what he thinks about you. This is what globalism really is. This is why they didn't define it. They just embraced it. Oh, and I got to turn the audio on. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Jean-Claude Juncker on CNN, EU president.
This populist, nationalist, stupid nationalist, they are in love with their own country. And they don't like the others. In some countries of the European Union, the government, parliament, a major part of the society don't like those coming from far away. I do like those coming from far away, because the main guiding principle of the European Union should be solidarity. We have to act in solidarity.
There you go. By the way, that's exactly what Marx taught. Did you know that? Classic communism. It's exactly what they thought. Globalism, that word, comes from Marx's theory. It comes from Marx himself. Because the idea was that nationalism had to be cast off, borders had to be eliminated, and that the only solidarity would be between classes across countries, namely the lower classes. There was more of them, and they would rule. And the biggest obstacle to that, Marx believed, was nationalism. You could be listening to Marx right there, but it's Jean-Claude Juncker. And this is how he defines globalism. I mean, he's in a rage today. I mean, what they've worked for 30 years is about to be flushed down the toilet by some people copying Trump and his message, which people are responding to. And what is globalism? Let's let him tell you again. If you don't embrace this, you're stupid. You're a stupid populist. If you love your country and you want to have borders.
These populist nationalists, stupid nationalists, they are in love with their own country.
Yeah.
And they don't like the others. In some countries of the European Union, the government, parliament, a major part of the society don't like those coming from far away. I do like those coming from far away, because the main guiding principle of the European Union should be solidarity. We have to act in solidarity.
Yeah. To repress those who live under us. When he says we don't like those coming from far away, No. It's not what people are saying. That's not the argument. It's not that we don't like immigrants. The reason that people are coming from far away is because they have eliminated the borders and they're just walking in. That's globalism. It's why they would never define it. Obama wouldn't. Bush wouldn't. None of them would. But it was good, man. It was good. We had to be globalist. Well, you just found out what globalism is. It's not pretty, is it?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Need to turn the audio back on. Lee, if you want to see the dual justice system laid out in all its full glory.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's no better example than this one. This is the absurdity of the times we live in. So they're battling Trump for his personal financial records.
Right.
And his family's.
Yeah.
These include not just financial records of, like, you know, business transactions. These are personal financial records. This is all of it. Right? Like all of it. Like debit card transactions, not just for Trump, but for Trump's children as well. I mean, that's how expansive what the Democrats want, right? And because Trump won't turn over his financial records, which is completely unprecedented to ask a president to do for Congress. Especially when you cannot enumerate or name what the crime is they're investigating. They can't say. What's the crime?
It's cover-up.
It's cover-up.
It's cover-up. It's obstruction of justice. It's cover-up.
Yeah, cover-up of what? Your debit card transactions? Because you want some privacy that you deserve to have that every president before you has had? Okay, so we got to go. We have to know, what Tiffany Trump was buying with her debit card in college. We got to know that because, see, that might have been where Putin slipped him the money. Well, but didn't Mueller just find that Putin didn't have, I mean, there's no connection. There's no collusion that Russians had reached out to the Trump campaign, but they never got reciprocation. So why do you need to see these records then? Well, because we do. Okay. So that's the thoroughness that they want to literally give a financial rear end exam to the Trump family and humiliate them. That's what this is about. Finding anything, the smallest thing to embarrass them, anything to win. Okay. Now, contrast that with this, okay? Headline, money trail from foreign oligarchs to Hunter Biden bank accounts exposed. It's a Breitbart headline. But here's the thing, Lee. It's not new. I mean, they just broke it again because Peter Schweitzer's out there, New York Times bestselling author.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Schweitzer's out there again with the same bank account. I told you about this a year ago. It's been out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got to go through financial records to see if, you know, there's any illegal foreign influence or anything, right? You mean like this? There was a court case having to do with Hunter Biden and somebody else. And as part of the court case, long story, all the bank records for just one Hunter Biden account, Hunter Biden is Joe Biden's son, were made public and filed with the federal court. So we don't have all of his accounts, just one. Just one account. And in the account, you can see Ukrainian oligarchs with financial interest in this company called Burisma, which is an energy company that was being investigated by the Ukrainian authorities, pumping money into Hunter Biden's accounts. And what's really funny, a total coinkydink, is that Joe Biden bragged on national television that he got the Ukrainians to call off the criminal investigation into Burisma by threatening them that he was going to, you know, pull U.S. aid to the Ukraine. It's like $2 billion. So here's how you get to live if you're on the other side of dual justice. You know, we've got to have every one of Tiffany Trump's college debit card transactions. We must have that. We must know where Ivanka shops. We have to have all the financial records. But if you're Joe Biden's son, well, listen to this. Flowing in over an 18-month period was $3.1 million from the Ukraine. That's in addition to the $1.5 billion from the Chinese that went into his investment company. Okay, $3.1 million from the Ukrainians. $142,000 showed up from a Kazakh oligarch. Weren't we terrified that there might be some distant connection between Russian oligarchs and the Trump people, but then there never turned out to be any?
Terrified of that.
Terrified. Okay, we literally have Kazakh oligarchs direct transferring money into the account of Hunter Biden.
The son of the vice president.
Yeah. Yeah. We have oligarchs directly who literally work, have financial interest in Burisma, transferring in tens of thousands of dollars to just this one account. Then there was a mysterious $1.2 million from a limited liability company. Nobody seems to know where it exists. This is all in federal court record. This is not some crazy scheme or something. Flowing out of the account is hundreds of thousands of dollars into personal banking accounts of Hunter Biden himself. $142,000 to a luxury auto dealership. Another $182,000 to a luxury watch company. This is all from one account.
Paid more for a watch than a car?
I know, it's crazy. Well, you know what I guess you would do if you were, because you have to clean the money up. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So you buy maybe timeless watches that you could then sell later. That's a way of...
Money laundering.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I mean, would you not? I mean, I would, you know, you got $182,000 worth of watches. You figure later on you can always sell them if you want to clean the money up. Anyway, so that's what's going on. This is sitting right there in federal records, has been for over a year. So here's my question. Where's the Department of Justice investigation? Where's that? Where's the FBI investigation? See, because there's a little problem here. You remember the part where Manafort, campaign manager for... Briefly for Trump.
Yes, very briefly.
Yes, very briefly. Did not register as a foreign agent.
Right.
Right. So he was lobbying on behalf of where again? Tell me, was it Ukraine?
Yes, it was Ukraine.
Yeah. Well, see, here's a problem. So was Hunter Biden, and he didn't register either. You know, in addition to taking the direct cash payments.
Well, he wasn't. You know, he wasn't lobbying for them, Tara. He was just taking their money.
He was actually lobbying for them.
Well, you say lobby, we say having a conversation.
Right. I see how this works. Okay. So. I mean, so when you look at the two standards there, I mean, you literally, and the thing is that Biden's appear to be stupider than Hillary Clinton. I mean, she actually went to the trouble to set up the whole Clinton Foundation and launder the money through and actually spend some on charitable stuff so it would look legit, right? Yeah,
right.
But they don't even bother. They just have the money's just transferred right in the account. Biden transfers it right out, and they go party. No wonder Joe Biden's running for president when he's half dead. I mean, if you see him, he's like half dead. God bless him. He doesn't look well. Because you know what happens when you don't have any more power? The money stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just ask the Clinton Family Foundation about that.
Hunter Biden had no experience in energy, so he had no qualifications to work for Burisma or to be on their payroll. He had no financial qualifications to get the Chinese investment deal, a deal bigger than any that the Chinese have ever offered to Bank of America, Wells Fargo, folks like that, that actually do that kind of thing. Nobody cares.
Yep.
Nobody cares.
No interest whatsoever.
The New York Times did finally cover this, but they left most of the key details out, I guess, so they could say they covered it.
Exactly.
Now, here's the thing, right? Watch this, because we've already had Democrats come forward in the last week, including Adam Schiff, and say, well, you can't investigate the Bidens. Because that would be corruption by Trump, right? Because Biden might be his opponent. You got to let him do whatever they want. But we have to turn over Tiffany Trump's debit card records from college? Well, yeah. Because we want them. Well, isn't that trying to take out the political opposition using lawfare? But Trump doesn't get to do it. When there's actual, the Trump Justice Department, I should say, there's actual real evidence of crimes, kickbacks, payoff foreign influence operations for which there was an actual payoff for Burisma because the Ukraine called off the prosecutor. So, I mean, you want to talk about dual justice.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just, you don't even have to, you could be casual. You don't even have to try to hide it. You just set up the account and they'll transfer the money in.
No investigation necessary.
No, none whatsoever. And this stuff's been out there for more than a year. We've been talking about it for a while. But you got to love Peter Schweizer, man. He doesn't give up. He just re-releases it like it's new news. You know, like maybe somebody will notice this time. Meanwhile, the battle to get Trump's financial records continues because he might have committed a crime.
Yep.
I mean, we don't know that.
No.
We don't know what he did, but we want to see his records to see. But evidence of actual crimes by the potential Democrat nominee, well, that is a step too far to investigate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Texter writes, Biden Jr. had a lot of experience in energy and high finance in the drug trade. Yeah, this moron. I'm still not over this. Rents car in the days before the 2016 election, leaves not just his cocaine pipe, but his cocaine baggie in the car. Yeah. Along with his ID and other things. Just leaves it. And not a word is ever said. We never find out about it before the election. I don't know if it would have changed the election. And somebody on my Facebook said, well, maybe it was a rental car. Maybe the police couldn't prove it was his. Oh, I bet they could if it was a Trump kit. I bet they could. And I bet we'd hear about it immediately. Fingerprints, and saliva samples. And oh, they could prove it. They definitely could prove it if it was a Trump kit. I mean, just to understand how big of a deal this is, you have to always reverse and go, what would happen if a Trump kid left cocaine and a cocaine device in a car they had rented? OMG. Texter writes, Biden is running to do the cover-up Hillary was supposed to do. Texter writes, maybe somebody should start a petition demanding investigating Biden's and Clinton's, et cetera. Yeah, I'm sure that would help. Texter writes about wanting Trump's financial records, the Democrats wanting them, just all of them. For, you know, of course, campaign opposition research. Well, you know, Tara, if they do it, then they assume that the Republicans do it also. So that's why they want those accounts. Text writes, if you'll recall, Hillary told Trump he had a nice family during one of the debates. Where I come from, that's an open threat. That slimy, rotten creep is behind all of the Trump family harassment. It is. She is. Texter writes, investigating the cover-up of crime that hasn't happened makes as much sense as digging up the grave of a person who hasn't been buried. Oh, well, that was deep. Darn, I would have done a genius text of the day on that one if I had not just now read it. Texter writes, hey, Tara, when were you going to make your big announcement? I heard the tease but missed the date and the time. I'm sorry for the confusion on that this week. I apologize. I was off by a week. Yeah, it's Tuesday. So you got something good to look forward to after your Memorial Day weekend. We're going to make the announcement at Tuesday at 8:05 about the change to the 106.3 W already lineup. And I am sure you will be as excited and pleased as I am. Texter writes, borders are like screen doors. Keeps the pest out and you see who's there before you let them in. They don't want borders. This is how you destroy a country, folks. If you have no sovereignty, you have no country. It's the whole point of the EU. Texter writes, are you intentionally mispronouncing Jean-Claude Juncker's name? Yes, I was. Because it's funny. Yeah, he's a junker. No, he really is a junker. He's got a terrible drinking problem, and he's been known to show up drunk in public. This is the kind of people that rule you if you go into an EU-style agreement. He's been known to show up in public drunk with two different shoes on. There's some great video of that out there. He's a mess. Texter writes, I don't understand that text. I'm not going to read it. Texter writes, with any program, I don't understand this one. Texter writes, according to the CBO, No, I'm not going to read that one either. That doesn't make sense either. Text writes, Lee, don't confuse Democrats with facts. They are already confused enough. Text writes here, if Trump really wants to take the economy to the next level, he should lower the capital gains tax. Love your show. You're a Buckeyes fan. Yeah, that would be crazy, man. We would have so many jobs. You'd have people coming out of prison and taking their pick. They practically already can already. Texter writes, there is a cure for sex offenders, a small injection of 45 ACP. They won't offend again. Texter writes, a lot of these pedophiles change their names and dress like women so they can be around children again. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.